The new study from UW-Madison is shedding light on Wisconsin's binge drinking problem.
It shows that adult binge drinking costs Wisconsin about $4 billion a year. More than half of that is the result of lost productivity.
Binge drinking is defined as drinking large quantities of alcohol in a single session. For men, that's generally defined as 5 drinks. For women, it's 4 drinks.
And the CDC says 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin binge drinks at least once a month. Nationwide, excessive alcohol causes about 88,000 deaths every year.
Julia Sherman is the coordinator of the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project at UW-Madison. The project was not directly involved in this research. Julia, good to have you back on Central Time.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
That $4 billion price tag in Wisconsin on binge drinking, is that a surprise to you at all?
No, but it doesn't mean I'm happy about it. We've had a binge drinking problem in Wisconsin for years. In fact, our binge drinking rates have been pretty much flat for the last 10 years. One thing is clear from this study, they're too high.
And when they compare demographic to demographic, same age group or men, women, and you compare Wisconsin to the rest of the country, we have higher binge drinking rates no matter how you slice it, it looks like.
Absolutely. Give you an example, the average binge drinking rate in the United States for people 18 and older is about 16%, and as you noted, in Wisconsin, it's about 24%, close to a quarter. So we have more people drinking alcohol, and in fact, they're binge drinking about 4.1 times a month. That means basically a weekly pattern. When they drink, they're drinking 7 beverages, and that's far above the rate of binge drinking. In some cases, it's almost double. Binge drinking in Wisconsin is costing us a lot of money, and it's actually beginning to affect our economic development. Look at the loss of productivity.
Right. That's the big part of the price tag, or a big part of the price tag that this report finds. Losing economic productivity, how do we see that playing out? What does that mean in real life terms?
Well, you know, sometimes we don't view loss in productivity as broadly as we should. It isn't just someone who's home with a broken leg. When young people binge drink, sadly, too many of them hurt themselves seriously or even die. And that is years and years of their productive life lost. You know, Wisconsin Public Radio covered our aging workforce earlier this week. Now, what this study talks about, basically, is our younger workers, but binge drinking is actually taking them out of the job market or hurting their ability to work long term. It's absenteeism, it's losses in productivity while they're at work, and then once again, it's that premature mortality that cuts years of productive life off people.
The study from UW's Population Health Institute also digs into binge drinking rates and impact by county around the state. Are there any patterns or details that jumped out to you or that you're keeping an eye on?
Well, there's a lot to keep an eye on, and I haven't had a chance to go through every county yet. But I can tell you that the public health departments throughout Wisconsin are looking carefully at the local pattern. You see, we know what the factors are that impact binge drinking, and they're going to be looking locally at what those factors are.
And Julia, this report focuses on binge drinking, but makes the point that this is just one part of alcohol-related damage, including, you know, long-term excessive drinking, even if it doesn't day-to-day hit that binge drinking quantity. So this is just one piece of the overall puzzle.
Correct. You know, in 2013, there was a similar report that looked at the entire basket of everything that goes under the title of excessive alcohol use. That's underage drinking, that's binge drinking, and that's drinking by pregnant women. We're only looking at one aspect of that report, binge drinking. Although it is, in fact, the most expensive of all three when you look at them together. It hasn't been adjusted for the economic changes, but I believe that was about $6.8 billion in 2011 for all three. But this report just looks at the binge drinking, and it's pretty expensive in its own right.
Julia Sherman is with us, coordinator of the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project at UW-Madison, looking at a new report from the UW Population Health Institute, looking at the costs, the financial costs specifically of binge drinking in Wisconsin, just shy of $4 billion a year. Julia, there's the problem side of things. What kind of interventions do you see as maybe helping put a dent in binge drinking in the future?
Well, we know what the four factors that basically affect people's drinking, external factors. And two of them are the availability of alcohol and the affordability of alcohol. Alcohol is very, very available in Wisconsin. As you're moving around over the weekend, sometimes it's interesting to look and see how many places you could buy alcohol as you would go from one point in your weekend to the next stop. Often you'll find it almost everywhere but the dry cleaners. The second issue is the affordability of alcohol. And as there have been many discussions, Wisconsin's alcohol taxes remained very, very low, some of the lowest in the nation.
Those are that's affordability and that's accessibility. What kind of interventions would you like to see, or what kind of interventions have people tried around the country to tackle both of those?
Well, actually, it's around the world. These are the sorts of interventions that the World Health Organization has recommended, because alcohol is a human problem all around the globe. In the United States specifically, one of the things we're looking at, and here in Wisconsin, is how we license alcohol to be sold and served. Just this week in Madison, a report was issued that's going to look carefully at how they've been citing licenses in the past, and have they actually created problems by the way they've licensed alcohol in the downtown area. Communities such as Wausau and Green Bay, La Crosse, they look at their alcohol licensing policies to determine if they're creating the overconcentrations of alcohol outlets that are giving rise to binge drinking. It's a problem we can prevent in this state, and communities are looking ahead to their futures and deciding they want to.
Accessibility and affordability, and you said there were, I think, four possible interventions.
Four.
What are the other two?
Well, the first one is availability, and then affordability, and then the acceptability of alcohol use and misuse. And you have to admit, alcohol is pretty acceptable in Wisconsin society. Sometimes I'm told that it's kind of hard to remain in recovery in Wisconsin because alcohol is literally everywhere. And then the final category is the attractiveness of alcohol, how alcohol is advertised. And in Wisconsin, it's sold so many places that you'll see a lot of alcohol advertising everywhere. For example, there was a study done by DHS last year that showed that 71% of the convenience stores they surveyed had alcohol advertising at 36 inches or less from the floor, a child's eye height. Alcohol advertising is everywhere. We adults have just kind of become immune to it, but our children haven't.
What could be done to raise those ads up, if nothing else, in the grocery stores?
Well, a lot of communities are now starting to look at their sign codes, tighten them up so that outside the alcohol advertising would be less prevalent. Sometimes it's simply enforcing a matter of enforcing an existing sign code. But inside, we need to be talking to our grocers and our retailers and asking them to please get the alcohol off the floor. I don't think people do it because they intend to advertise to kids, but it's an unintended consequence just the same.
Then there's the third point you mentioned, the acceptability of drinking in Wisconsin, and that seems like the most subtle thing to change. I mean, it might be hard to get particular laws and ordinances passed, but you can kind of see a path to those other three. What happens with the acceptability, especially of binge drinking in the state? How do you move the needle on that?
I think it might be easier than we realize. I think a lot of folks are sort of bullied into thinking they can't say anything about alcohol, because they're told this is Wisconsin and this is the way we are, even if it isn't. I think as people try to support others in recovery, I find communities are much more open to having alcohol-free parks and recreation areas because they want to support their friends and neighbors who are in recovery that need to go to a place where alcohol use isn't there. Some people just want to go because they find it more pleasant. But areas and events in a community that are alcohol-free, they can really help support people in recovery. In addition, a lot of the community festivals in Wisconsin, you know, they're a big part of our summer here. They are adopting policies that help reduce the amount of overserving and overconsumption that occur. And these were policies that were developed in Minnesota, so we know they're going to work here in the Midwest.
I imagine you work with people from other states or go to conferences and things like that. Do we have a reputation in Wisconsin? Do they look at some of the things we do here and say, Julia, really?
Yes, they do. I was once talking about our outlet density at a conference, and someone thought I was a comedian that had been sort of inserted for humor because he couldn't believe that we really had that many outlets in Wisconsin. He assumed it was some sort of funny act. Often, there's a discussion that Wisconsin is different. And in many ways, I don't want to say hopeless, but it is the way we are. We have a terrible reputation when it comes to drinking. We can laugh about it here, but it's really costing us a lot. It's not just costing money, it's costing our future. And I think we're going to see it start to affect our economic development. These productivity numbers will be noticed by economic development directors and people in HR departments across the state. This is a problem, and we're going to have to face it.
In our last few moments, Julia, do you see people taking this more seriously as a problem for the state?
Oh, absolutely. And I see it happening on the community level. They see it as a problem for the community they live in, Wisconsin. They see it as a problem in Wausau. They saw it as a problem in Green Bay. They saw it as a problem in the Village of Oregon, and they took steps. Wisconsin regulates alcohol primarily at the local level, and it is these local elected officials. They know what percentage of the calls for service to their police are alcohol-related, and they want to get that number down. So you'll see the municipal leaders stepping up and taking the actions that are evidence-based and adopted in other states and applying them here in Wisconsin. It's a matter of time. Look around. You're going to hear a discussion at your local city council or town board pretty soon on this.
Julia, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
That's Julia Sherman from the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project at UW-Madison. She joined us to look at a new study from UW's Population Health Institute about the cost of binge drinking in Wisconsin. They say about $4 billion a year.